Alistair Willis is the 8th of 12 guest conductors to lead the Alabama Symphony Orchestra this season. Mr. Willis conducts the Masterworks series Friday and Saturday night at the Alice Stevens Center. The program features Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1 in C major, played by American pianist William Wolfram, as well as music by Verdi and Wagner. Alistair Willis most recently led the Seattle Symphony as associate conductor. He also served as assistant conductor with the Cincinnati Symphony, as well as music director of the Cincinnati Symphony Youth Orchestra. In 1999, he was honored as one of six up-and-coming conductors chosen to participate in the American Symphony Orchestra League's National Conductor Preview. Alistair Willis has appeared as a guest conductor with major orchestras throughout the United States. Welcome to WBHM, and welcome back to Birmingham.
Thanks, Michael.
You conducted the Alabama Symphony Orchestra last year. You did an Indian Springs Gateway concert as well as a Symphony at Six series. Do I have that right?
Absolutely right.
And is there a difference between conducting those concerts versus a Masterworks concert?
Oh, what a great question. I don't think there's a difference. I think a concert, whether it's the grandest of subscriptions or the smallest of runouts, it's a concert is a concert. I try to approach everything with the same professionalism, and I know the players do too.
Tell me about the featured work on the program, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1.
Oh, it's a very special work for me. One of the first piano concertos that I ever knew. On a music camp when I was younger, I was a page turner for the concerto soloist who played the first movement of the Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 1. And to sit up close to a great pianist who was, maybe a few years older than I was, and just to have that closeness to it, to sit in the orchestra next to the violins, turn the pages, it was amazing. And that music has stayed with me ever since. It's always such a joy to come back to it. And I'm looking forward enormously to working with William Wolfram on this. We've done the fourth piano concertos and some other concertos together, but we've never done this one together. And I am very excited to hear what he makes of it. It's such a happy concerto, and I love it.
The other works on the program, we have feature Verdi and Wagner. Tell me some more about these particular works.
Any young conductor, to get the chance to do Wagner is really a privilege and a treat. This music, the second half, where we're playing the Prelude and Liebestod from Tristan and Isolde. It's about a 5.5-hour opera, and we're only going to give you the beginning and the ending, thus saving you about 5 hours and 10 minutes. But it is some of the most incredible music. And together, the beginning and the ending, about 18 minutes of the most heavenly, glorious, slow-moving music. The harmonies, the richness, the Wagner. We just had rehearsals on it this morning, and the orchestra has a wonderful Wagner sound. It's so exciting to stand in front of them and collaborate with them on this. The other piece, which makes it almost like a night at the opera, will be another opera overture, Verdi's Forza del Destino overture, which is a totally different sound. It's bright, fast, and has many recognizable themes in it, thanks to Hollywood. I won't say what they are, just in case you haven't heard the movies and don't want to spoil it for you. But this, I've asked the orchestra to play with a more Italian brightness style of playing, as opposed to a Germanic broadness and richness of sound. And so in a way, we've got three different orchestras for you. A Verdi orchestra, then the classical Beethoven orchestra, and the second half, luscious Wagner.
Since you've conducted the ASO before, I mean, do you envision a shorter kind of, getting-to-know-you period than other guest conductors may face?
Yes, and I think we experienced that today. It was quickly straight into the music. I feel comfortable with them, and I thought that they felt comfortable with me, as opposed to a first time in front of an orchestra where there's always a little bit of, who's doing what, who's leading where, and what's happening. It was very quick today to establish what we were after.
I'm Michael Crowell, WBHM's program director. My guest is Alistair Willis. He's the 8th of 12 guest conductors to lead the Alabama Symphony Orchestra this season. Mr. Willis conducts the Masterworks series Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Alice Stevens Center. You are a candidate for the music director job here, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And tell me what attracted you to this position.
First and foremost, for the orchestra. I've enjoyed working with them and would relish the opportunity of working closer and more frequently with them.
You've said that you know, you're now gaining valuable experience in your career seeing the world as a guest conductor. What specifically are you learning that you think you can apply one day when you settle down with a full-time orchestra such as, you know, the Alabama Symphony?
Well, it's the two worlds are rather different. As a guest conductor, it's a bit like having short relationships. You go somewhere for a week, and if it works out well, you know, you get invited back. You have a second date. If it doesn't, well, you never go back again, and you move on to the next one. One of the greatest honors for a conductor is to be reinvited, and that's happened to me many times. I'm very fortunate for that. But it's really only we're talking about a week somewhere as a guest conductor, or maybe 2 weeks. The opportunity that the music director provides is perhaps closer to the analogy of being married, where you are committed to one another, mm-hmm. and you try and work at making the relationship grow and blossom. And this appeals to me enormously because this really is the next step from all these short relationships that I've been having. It's just what I've been doing with guest conducting is learning how to fix things quickly, learning how in four rehearsals to figure out what the best situation is for that particular orchestra. And there's no two orchestras that are the same. I have to adapt, and the orchestras that I conduct have to adapt for my 1 week. But the opportunity to establish a sound, to establish certain playing approaches, certain relationships between the orchestra and myself, which makes possible the option of growing together. Whereas, of course, at the end of 1 week as guest conducting, that's it.
And you were born in Massachusetts, but you spent time in Moscow and England. What effect did living in these two different places have on your perception of music?
Wow. Well, this is a long time ago. I spent my formative years in England, hence the accent, and grew up with the English styles of playing. I was born in America, and at age of five, I did move to Moscow. I think what I'm grateful for Moscow is that my mother is a dance critic, and we were taken often to the Bolshoi Ballet. I love the ballet. I love the ballet music. I love Russian music. I feel very close to this because of it. I can speak a little bit of Russian, and I have a lot of Russian friends. My mother still translates Russian, and one of my sisters speaks fluent Russian. So I have this affinity there which carries over to the music and the composers there. But the last 9 years of my life, I've lived in America. So I've brought this experience that I've had in England and Russia with me, and in the melting pot we call America, I've found a niche here which is been quite exciting.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and have a great concert with the Alabama Symphony Orchestra this weekend.
I'm looking forward to them very much. Thanks, Michael.
Alistair Willis, he's the 8th of 12 guest conductors who will lead the Alabama Symphony Orchestra this season. Mr. Willis conducts the Masterwork Series Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Alice Stevens Center. For tickets and more information, you can call the Symphony box office at 251-7727.